From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. North Korea has launched a long-range rocket in defiance of the United Nations Security Council. North Korea launched the rocket early Sunday in what most in the international community suspect is a banned test of missile technology. Pyongyang had announced earlier this week the rocket it planned to launch would put a satellite in orbit. A U.S. defense official confirmed to VOA the launch had taken place and that the U.S. was tracking the situation. NORAD said that at no time was the missile a threat to North America. In Washington, National Security Advisor Susan Rice said the United States condemns the launch and will take all necessary steps to defend itself and its allies. Secretary of State John Kerry said in a statement the United States would continue to work with the UN Security Council to hold North Korea accountable. Reuters news agency reports the United States, Japan, and South Korea have requested an emergency meeting Sunday of the UN Security Council to discuss the launch. The rocket's liftoff comes after last month's nuclear test that North Korea boasted was a hydrogen bomb, a claim disputed by the United States and others. Rescuers in Taiwan say they have found signs of life in a residential high-rise which collapsed in Saturday's 6.4 magnitude earthquake. Rescue crews believe that life-detecting equipment, that is, had found signs of life from at least 29 people trapped inside the apartment building in the city of Tainan. Rescuers have pulled more than 240 survivors from the ruins. Local emergency officials say that an estimated 132 people are still missing. At least 18 people were killed in the earthquake. This is VOA News. European officials urged Turkey Saturday to open a border crossing where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians arrived this week after fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo. Dutch Foreign Minister Geert Wilders says that EU countries have a moral and legal obligation to help displaced Syrian people fleeing the fighting in and around Aleppo.
I think there is a humanitarian imperative there. Of course, there are security concerns, screening. I understand all of that. It is important to look at that, but at the same time, the principle of non-refoulement and the need to give these people who are fleeing horrific bombardments should be the first priority.
Turkey's foreign minister said outside the meeting that his country will keep an open border policy for people fleeing aggression from the Syrian government and Russian airstrikes. As many as 55,000 people are descending on the Turkish border. A temporary tent city has been set up on the Syrian side of the border to house them. Representatives from the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan adopted a roadmap to promote direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Afghan Taliban Saturday. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has more.
Opening the meeting, Pakistan's advisor to the Prime Minister on Foreign Affairs, Sartaj Aziz, said all parties should try to bring the maximum number of Taliban to the table.
This will contribute to imparting a momentum to the process, offering incentive of political mainstreaming of the insurgent groups and gradually shrink the space for the irreconcilables.
The Afghan Taliban, on the other hand, called the statement a one-sided affair, which would not produce any results. They told VOA they would not end the war until foreign forces withdrew from the country. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Somali authorities have detained at least five people for questioning over a mid-flight explosion aboard a passenger plane this week that killed one person and wounded two others. Somalia's aviation minister confirmed the arrests and said that the explosion that ripped a hole in the side of the Dalo Airlines Airbus on Tuesday was caused by a bomb, not by a mechanical failure. The blast forced the pilot of Flight 159, bound for Djibouti with 74 passengers on board, to make an emergency landing about 15 minutes after takeoff from Mogadishu. Authorities believe the one man who died was the bomber, who was sucked out of a hole in the plane's fuselage when the cabin depressurized. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.